are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, praise the Lord, men, women of God. This is Thomas Robinson of Victory International. Praise. Oh, glory to God. We thank God for you. We thank God for our life, health, strength, active use of our limbs, the joy of the Lord being our strength on today. We thank God for you. Thank God for your listening in. Thank God for your support, your financial support. Thank God for your prayers. Oh, glory to God. We give God the glory and the honor and the praise. Here today, I have a wonderful guest. Elder, oh glory to God, Ronald Williams. I don't even know why I'm struggling with his name. I guess I was struggling with his title because, praise God, I just call him Red. You know, we've been friends for a long time.
Amen.
Oh glory to God. And so I was like sitting there saying, well, shoot, what should I call him? I know he's in the ministry, but all right. But anyways, yeah, we thank God for him. He's here today. We're going to be talking about that business anointing. We want to remind you, oh praise God, that we have a business. The business conference coming up, the Christ in the Marketplace conference coming up, and that is in the month of February. That is on the 19th through the 21st. Praise God. We've got a powerful man of God, Apostle and Dr. Lloyd of Lord Have Mercy. Praise the Lord. And so anyways, we're believing God. There's going to be impartations. Oh, glory to God. Activations. Praise the Lord. There's going to be word revelation. Get ready for revelation. Get ready to be inspired, to be stirred, to be a businessman. Do you know that Christ was business-minded? As a matter of fact, he said, I must be about my Father's business, even letting us know that God was business-minded. Even when he sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, when he sent his son, he was born, what, in a place of business. Christ was the town's carpenter. He was the businessman of the town. If you needed a table built, if you needed a house built, come on. Oh, glory to God. You needed a door cut. Come on. He was the person to see. Hallelujah. Some of us look at when he said, what's that? When he says, when he talked about the my burdens being light, my yoke is easy.
And my burdens is light.
Oh, glory to God. Well, you know, you look at that. Praise God, and from one perspective, but I look at it from another perspective also, advertisement. Who could build a better yoke than our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ? Hallelujah. And so, yes, he was into business. You know, you folks that are always trying to make Jesus be poor, let me say this here. You ever seen a Lowe's that's poor? You ever seen a Home Depot that's poor? You ever seen an Ace Hardware that's poor? Come on, somebody.
Come on now.
When you got the whole town coming to you, come on, to build things for them, oh, glory to God, you ain't poor, all right? Mm. So let's go ahead and stop the lying spirits right now.
Amen. Amen.
And let me say this here, for you folks that have a hard time, that has a hard time with preachers that preach the gospel, oh, glory to God, and work a job because you think that they haven't arrived because they can wear more than one hat. And I believe in this last days, God got his people wearing more than one hat. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so anyways, yes, God has people that are called to preach the gospel. I got one here in the radio station with me, called to preach the gospel. But yet, I'll put it this way, he can work all day, and in the evening times, he can lead a bunch of people to Christ.
Amen. That's what it's all
Go
about.
Go ahead, man of God.
That's what it's all. I thank you, brother preacher, for allowing me to be here and share my experience and my personal life with the listeners out here. You know, I started out in the ministry when I had that tragic accident. You know, God brought me through it, and I started giving my life more to him. And I want to say this, when it happened and when you start off on that Christian road, everything's not perfect, but God works with you day by day. You mm-hmm. send your timbers up day by day. You know, some Christians, they get to the point, they say, well, if I walk with God, I got to do a immediate turnaround. No, it's a step. You got to start off with milk, and then God give you bread, and then God give you meat, you know, and then you become a mature Christian mm-hmm. as you go along. And, you know, as God blessed me, you know, he also blessed my business. Mm-hmm. And like I was saying before, that I didn't know about tithing until I got with Living Epistle, Pastor Ellis Jackson. And I learned about tithing. Everything since I started tithing, my business has prospered. And I can say that with a straight face. Through the corona epidemic, when businesses went down and people losing their business, my business almost quadrupled. It went up. Matter of fact, last year was my highest income last year that I grossed, you know.
Now you're preaching better than the choir saying amen, because, you know, when you look when the earth was flooded, when mm-hmm. God told Noah, I'm getting ready to cause it to rain, mm-hmm. you know, and the Bible says that the water kept rising, mm-hmm. the water kept rising until it covered certain things, until it covered this and covered that, and all the hills were covered. But the thing about the boat is that the boat kept mm-hmm. rising. Everything drowned. All mm-hmm. everything was drowning, but mm-hmm. the boat, kept rising. And I'm telling you, glory to God, that boat, I believe that it could represent the people of God, because sometimes we like to put ourselves mm-hmm. with the world, and when the world is going down, we like to say, yeah, I'm doing bad, you know. No. Oh, glory to God. When the world is going down, God's people are going up. Come on, somebody. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Go ahead. I just wanted to throw that in there. I felt good about
yes,
that.
Yes. And what I have for the listeners out there and the business ones that's thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, you know, the way my father brought me up in the first episode, me and Thomas talked about it, and how he was a hard worker and had two hats too. And I aspired to be like him. Matter of fact, when I started my company name was Ronald Williams Landscape Irrigation. When my father passed about 3 years ago, I changed my name mm-hmm. to Augusta Williams Legacy mm-hmm. in honor of him, because I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for him and God, you know. And I have a landscape and irrigation company. I have, right now, I think I have about 150 accounts, you know. And Lord just blessed me.
Can your preacher buddy get along right quick? Now, go ahead.
How good your credit?
Oh, it's like that.
Yes. You know, like I said, and ever since I started, he blessed me. And this is for the listeners, because we're talking about business. Let me share how, when you get ready to start a business, you're nervous.
Yeah.
Because I'm finna step out on my own, and I don't know if this business is going to work or not, so I'm taking a chance. I was a manager, a supervisor at Mid-Florida Freezer out on Cape Canaveral, and I was had my business on the side doing this and working that.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord told me, spoke to me just as clear. He said, son, the only way your business going to fail if you let it fail.
Ooh-wee.
And I mean, he spoke to me like I could hear his voice. That same day, I turned in my 2 weeks' notice. And I went full time in my business, and that was probably about 20 some years ago. And I ain't looked back since, you know. Yeah, you know, and the Lord just been blessing me, and I could go on and on about how I came up in the different avenues, that the doors that opened up to me, but to sum it all up, but God.
You know, man of God, as we were talking, I got to thinking about the woman who God put in business. Where is that? In 2 Kings chapter 4. I don't know if you want to go there. If you got something, I'll divert. But
Go ahead, preacher. Yeah.
You know, and the Bible says, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha. You know, Elisha's name means God of salvation, mm-hmm. God saves, God helps. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God, because there are times that we need God to help us. And we're living in a day and age where the people of God need help. Mm-hmm. And the problem sometimes is that we're looking to the world, we're looking to the government instead of looking to God. She goes to the man of God, even the mouthpiece of God, mm-hmm. Of the prophet of God. And she says, hey, my husband, thy servant, my husband is dead. That's a good way of saying, mm-hmm. that's a good way of saying, man of God, that my resources are dead. My income is dead, because you know, and I know from us, you know, going to school and studying the Bible, that in that dispensation, if a woman, if she lost her husband, mm-hmm. that was like saying her income is cut off. It's stopped. And so here she is, because, you know, there are things that we need to take to God. And God has a solution, and God has an answer for us. And the Bible says that not only did she say that her husband was dead, but she says, thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. In other words, hey, my husband feared God. He loved the Lord. Oh, glory to God. And so sometimes it's not, the problem is not because of you know, you sinning. The problem sometimes is just because, hey, you know, sometimes life has its circumstances. But we're going to see something here, because I thank God every woman in the Bible can represent the church, be a picture of the church. And so here's a woman. Come on, let's just say it this way. Here's the church. Come on. And the income is gone. The income has been wiped out. And she says that the creditor is coming to take away from me my two sons. Her sons represented things that she had given birth to. Come on.
Yeah, come on,
Rachel. There are times when we have birthed things, because, you know, God is blessing us, and people have birthed things. You got a house because God is, you birthed that house. You know, you prayed about that house. You birthed that vehicle. Come on, you needed a vehicle. Mm-hmm. There are things that you birthed. You know, and we'll just say that you birthed things. And now all of a sudden, because of the struggle, because of the cut in income, now guess what? The creditor is coming. Hallelujah. But the man of God said, what do you have? And I'm not going to read this whole story, because I want the preacher to get back to preaching. But he said, what do you have in your house? And I need you to point to yourself and realize that you are the house. Realize that you have so great a treasure in earthen vessels. Realize that there is a pot of oil, because she said, I have nothing but a pot of oil. Right. In other words, I need you to understand that you have an anointing on the inside of you. Yeah, oh, glory to God. You have an anointing on the inside of you that you have not taken advantage of. I believe that, oh, glory to God, that if you have the Lord on the inside of you, you're capable of business. If you have God on the inside of you, mm-hmm. you're capable of business. Oh, glory to God. And so the whole thing, the whole outcome of this is that, guess what? He put her in business. Oh, glory to God. As a matter of fact, he said, go in your house. He says, borrow a whole lot of vessels. Take them in your house. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. And shut the door. Sometimes we got to shut the door. Oh, glory to God. You know, there's sometimes you got to say, well, you know, God, I've learned that there are sometimes I'm struggling because I just need to shut some doors. God, mm-hmm. forgive me for this and forgive me for that. Oh, glory to God. I was telling the church even Sunday, I said, some attacks come because of us sinning, because we open the door through sin. But then I said, some attacks come just because you're the righteousness of Christ Jesus. You're serving the Lord, and the mm-hmm. devil hates you. And so anyways, make a long story short, he put her, glory to God, she found out that she had business on the inside of her, and she ended up being in the oil business. Yeah. And you got business. You're capable of business, like the man of God was saying. Sometimes we're terrified or we're fearful because we don't know, you know, we like to be comfortable. Oh, glory to God. And so sometimes because we're fearful, we won't step out. We're inspired to do business, but we won't step out. What do you say, man of God, to people, you know, that because, you know, you walked off of a job. Mm-hmm. You walked off of a good
paying
job. Good paying job. Me too. I walked off of the Space Center, you know. And so because guess what? You come to a point where you realize business is on the inside of you, and you can keep doing the same thing, but you'll always have the same thing until you step out mm-hmm. and believe God. Go ahead, man.
Amen, amen, amen. Preacher, you said a mouthful then. You know, and the two things you said about what you was just talking about, you got to tap in. You said it's already inside of you. People looking for it outside and feel you got to go here, but you got to tap into what's already God done put inside of you. Yes. You got to tap into it.
Yes.
And then also with Elijah, and he's talking about Elisha. Elijah was in the right place at the right time. Sometimes we go astray and don't be in the right place for God to use. Boy, look, come on, somebody, for God to use us. Elisha wanted that anointing that Elijah had. And Elijah told him, if you see me when I'm called up, he said, I'll give you that anointing. And Elijah was at the right place at the right time. And when the chariot came through and split him. And he looked up and saw Elijah go there. Elijah threw that mantle back down. And Elijah got a double portion.
I'm telling you, this is why you need to get to this conference and be in the right place at the right time. As a matter of fact, since you went there, Elisha was working a job. Come on. Was plowing. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that Elijah came along, oh, glory to God, and said, follow me. I think he threw his mantle on him and said, follow me, oh, glory to God. What am I saying? He walked away from his job.
Yes,
come on.
That's right.
To follow the man of God. There are times when God's going to challenge you. Why? Because business is upon your life. Mm-hmm. You know, and don't get me wrong. Your transition might not be like that. Your transition might be slower. Mm-hmm. I got my own shop. Praise God. My dad gave it to me. Can I tell you what happened? Mm-hmm. I sold a seed since you went there earlier.
Go ahead.
I sold a seed. I remember I sold a seed and a special seed. I'll just say that. It was definitely special to me. And when I sold that seed, oh, glory to God, a female prophet said, God said he's going to put you in business. Oh, glory to God. And next thing you know, somebody said, do you want to take over this business? Hallelujah. And I didn't have a whole lot of money to take the business over, but I gave them a date and I gave them a time. Gave them a date and I gave them a time, God honored my words and he put $10,000 in my hands, oh, glory to God, so that I could assume all the bills and take over and even do some renovation. And so what am I saying? I'm saying that I also sold into what I believe that God was going to do.
Stepped out on faith. Amen, amen. And like I said, and also, too, the business entrepreneurs out there that have their business and are trying to think about establishing one, me and Brother Preacher, Thomas, we can say, you know, both our business is successful, but can't neither one of us sit here and tell you that we didn't have no trials and tribulations,
right,
that the enemy didn't try and come against us, because that's his job. That's his job description. To when you see somebody trying to be sex, especially a Christian, they come against you, hoping that you change your mind and that you fold and give in. But you got to understand where you are in Christ. No matter what the enemy comes against you, as long as you got Christ in your life and you're doing the right thing, God gonna bless you. The enemy might close the door, but God will open up a window. Come on, right, preacher. You know, just stay encouraged. You know, and don't get scared, but just stay on the right path, and God will bless you. Sometimes you got to go through the storm,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
to see the sunshine.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to go through the rain, you know, but when you go through something, you should be more blessed and more stronger,
yeah,
on the outside, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. I thank God. I thank God for that. You know, let me say this here. You know, yes, it's a little different,
mm-hmm,
because, you know, when you're working the job, you know, you can get a little comfortable,
mm-hmm,
because you know that if I put in these hours, you know, I'm going to get paid for these hours.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're working, when you're self-employed, you got to lean on God.
Yes, sir.
Come
yes,
on. You got to trust God, especially, you know, starting up. You know, and let me say this here. If God's hand is upon your life, I look at how the enemy tried to take you out, man of God.
Yes, yes.
God's hand was upon your life.
Yes, sir.
You know, one thing we know in the Bible that the enemy can do no more than what God allows him to do. Oh, glory to God. He can't do no more. As a matter of fact, he had to go and get permission to touch Job.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And so there's some things that the enemy, yeah, you know, even let me say this, even Jesus, what did Jesus tell Peter? He says, the enemy is desiring, come on, oh, glory to God, to sift you like wheat. In other words, I was in a heavenly meeting and he was asking about you. He wants to come after you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. He wants to try you.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did the Lord say? He says, after you've been strengthened, mm-hmm, strengthen your brother. And sometimes God is like, hey, God knows you can take it.
That's it.
God knows what you can do. Come on.
Yeah.
God knows that you can fight the good fight of faith. Come on.
Yes,
yeah, sometimes,
sir,
God is bragging about you.
That's
come on.
It. Come
talking
on, preacher.
You up. My
yeah.
God. He got more confidence in you sometimes than you have in yourself. Even the Bible says when our faith fail, God still remains faithful.
Oh,
come on.
Preacher.
Oh, glory to God. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you, you hit a nugget right there. You know, a lot of times God tried. When you talked about Job, we got to understand some of the trials that we go through is because God up in heaven bragging on that brother. That's my brother, Preacher Thomas. I know, devil, you can do this right here, and he's still going to stay faithful. He told Job, he the devil was going to and fro, and God asked him, what you doing? He said, I'm going to and fro. He said, have thou considered my servant Job? God God said that, have you considered my servant right. Job? And God let
you
Satan
mean to tell me God
come against
brought Job
up? God did that. And then, and when he went into the wedding, not only did he do it to Job, but oh, Lord, y'all gonna let me pray. But he did it to his own son. Say, after he got baptized, he went up in the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights. And when he was tired, he hadn't been hungry and stuff like that. He said he was led into the wilderness by the Spirit. That's a capital S. That's God. So Satan came and attacked God because God allowed Satan. That's my son. You can do what you want to do. He ain't eight. He ain't eight. He's going to be hungry. Worship me, and I turn these rocks to bread.
Because one version of the Bible says that he was led, and then another version of the Bible says he was driven.
Either way,
he got there, because guess what? There's times when God have to drive us into a place. And there's sometimes when God has to lead us into a place. You know, we look at, who is that? Abram, you know, and the Bible says that God tested him. There are times when God has to test us. And the testing is to show you. The testing is to show you that guess what? You can do this here
thing.
Go ahead, man.
Man, look here. Hey, y'all remember this. When you're going in business, God tests you to make you stand. Satan tempts you to make you fall. Just remember that. Satan tempts you to make you fall, but God tests you to make you stand. Because when you come out that situation, you come out stronger, wiser, better, more knowledgeable than what you did when you went in. And God is just blessing you. Listen, hey, you couldn't do it, but I had to do it. Sometimes when we come through, this is what we mess up. We think that we did it. Our education, our status in life, that we did it on our own. See?
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say, how do you, because business people need to hear this. What do you do, come on, to stay humble, to stay humble? Because, you know, come on, when the money starts flowing in, come on, we can think that. Mm-hmm. I think we were in the same vein. We were flowing in the same vein, because we get this mindset that, you know, man, look what I have accomplished. Look what I have done, you know, and stuff like this. And so what do you do? Because I know there are things that I do. Sometimes I'll be like, God, I give you all the glory. Every once in a while, I say, God, I give this business back to you, you know, and stuff like this. Especially when it gets difficult, you definitely want, God, I give it back to you. I'm taking it out of your hand. But what do you do, man of God?
I pretty much do the same thing. And my prayer every morning when I get up is this, you know, if I can't get down and do no long prayer, but every morning I say this, Lord, don't let nothing happen to me today or my business that you and me can't handle together. That's a powerful prayer. That's every day. You know, when I get up, if I can't get down on my knees and I ain't got 10 minutes to fellowship with them, that comes out of my mouth. And every day I realize and acknowledge that I can't do nothing without you.
Yeah.
When you understand that, you can't even wake yourself up in the morning without God. So therefore, whatever you do, whatever you accomplish, you got to owe it to God, because without him, I can't do nothing. People say, well, the alarm clock didn't wake you up this morning. Preacher, the alarm clock made you aware that it was time to get up. But God came down and touched you with that thing and allowed you to get up. And we need to recognize that in not only business, but in everything that we do, brother preacher, that we can't do nothing without God. Don't take God for granted. You know, don't take his blessings for granted. You know, everything that God do for you, give him the knowledge, give him the honor, give him the respect that's due to him, because I truly believe we can do nothing without God.
You know, I heard you say something, man of God, and I agree 100% with you. There are some days when you get up and seem like, you know, boom, you might have overslept, and you don't have a whole lot of time. Come on. But guess what? I thank God that we still take the time to acknowledge him. There are some days I've had to pray in the shower. There are some days that I've had to pray on the way to work. Come on, somebody.
That's it.
Oh, glory to God. But I do take the time to acknowledge the Lord, because I realize that apart from God Almighty, we can do nothing. And we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you, amen, to get to this conference, to get to this Christ in the Marketplace conference. It is going to be called the Business Anointing. There is a anointing for business. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. There is an anointing for business. And I remember one particular time when I did it. I only did, two so far. But I remember one particular time, a young man named Eric Williams, at that time, he came all the way from, you were getting married. He came down to your wedding.
Yes.
And so anyways, He came and praise God to the conference. We laid hands on him, and when we laid hands on him, he went back to Georgia, and somebody that was closing down a a wedding store gave him all the garments in the wedding store. Come on, somebody. Come on. What am I saying? I'm saying that God will see. God knows how to open up windows of opportunity. Mm-hmm. I prayed for people. Oh, glory to God. One particular businessman who was like a carpenter, and I prayed for him, and he went out, and next thing you know, he called me up and said, I got a call from a businessman who I do some work for. He has three houses. He has three houses, and he's looking for somebody to buy them. He's selling them real cheap. He wants me to buy them off of him, and I'm like, man, hey, you can do this because guess what? You have the ability to turn these houses around. He needed a house. We had a person in the church that needed a house. Come on, somebody. Come on. And so, to make a long story short, but it was, but the last time I asked him, praise God, he did not take advantage of the opportunity. What am I saying? Sometimes there's just going to be windows of opportunity. And in these windows of opportunity, you got to step into these windows of opportunity. And so, praise the Lord. We just want to pray for you right now. So don't forget the 19th through the 21st, oh, glory to God, the Business Anointing Conference. Hallelujah. And we want to invite you to it. And we thank God for you. Let me see, Elder Red, Elder Ronald, I got to call you. Hallelujah. We want you to close us out by praying for the people that are inspired to go into business.
Amen, amen again. Father God, we just thank you, Father, for just life, health, and strength, Father God. We thank you for wisdom and understanding, Father. We ask you right now, Father, for discernment, Father. Father God, no doubt there's somebody out there want to go into business for themselves, but having doubts in their mind. Some of them standing at the crossroads and don't know which way to go, to the left or the right. Father God, we ask you right now to take them by the hands of their mind, Father, and lead them on, Father God. Let them continue, Father, look up to the hills, realizing, Father, that their help come from thee and thee alone. Realizing, Father, that with you, they can do all things, but without you, Father, they can do nothing, Father God. Father God, you said, Father, if you speak the word, Father, your soul will prosper, Father God. I ask you right now, Father, to go with them, Father God. We, right now, me and Brother Preacher Thomas, we stand in agreement with them right now. And the Bible said, well, two more stand together. Whatsoever thou shalt do on earth shall be done in heaven. God already sealed it down, Father God. So I ask you right now, Father, don't be scared. Just go in and feel what God got for you, Father God. And like I said, there's not going to be no sunny days every day, but Father God, give them the strength, Father, that when it's raining, to keep their eyes focused on you and go through the rain, Father God. For weeping may endure for a night, but Father God, joy gonna come in the morning, Father God. Ask you right now for strength. All these blessings we ask in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
In a culture in which we no longer know if there's anyone we can trust, how can we be discerning without falling into cynicism? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. In his book, The Last Word, atheist philosopher Thomas Nagel talked about what he called the fear of religion. Quote, "I don't mean to refer to the entirely reasonable hostility toward certain established religions and religious institutions in virtue of their objectionable moral doctrines, social policies, and political influence, nor am I referring to the association of many religious beliefs with superstition and the acceptance of evident empirical falsehoods.